Welcome to Winter of Wellness 2016, where top healers, scientists, and teachers are bringing you tools and inspiration to help you create optimal health for your body, mind, and spirit. Share this powerful event with your friends and family and join in our conversation on Facebook at The Shift Network. And now your host, Dr. Robin Benson, founder of Santa Fe Soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Winter of Wellness, a production of the Shift Network. My name is Dr. Robin Benson, and we are so glad that you are joining us today. I'm especially excited to introduce our guest, Dr. Kim Diaramo. How are you?
I'm awesome, Robin. I'm so excited to be with you. How are you?
I'm great. I know you've got a very potent, powerful, amazing Winter of Wellness message for all of you that are listening. So the topic today is how to reverse autoimmune illness by ending the battle with your body. And many of you know that autoimmune illness is on the rise. My goodness, there's like over 30,000 known diseases. But before we start, I want to tell you a little bit more about Dr. Kim. She is a physician, speaker, number one best-selling author of the Mind Body Toolkit, and founder of the American Institute of Mind Body Medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and attended medical school osteopathic medicine, where she also completed a fellowship in osteopathic centered in mind body connection and the body's ability to heal itself, which is a big focus of your conversation today. She healed herself. This is important. It's really nice to hear the personal story of our speakers. She healed herself from a chronic illness. Doctors told her she would be lifelong and would require medications indefinitely. After just 10 days of using mind-body tools, she was symptom-free and disease-free. So she's going to be sharing many of her techniques with all of you. So again, we are thrilled that you're here with us today to share this important message on how to reverse autoimmune disease.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to get started. Let's jump in.
Well, let's find out. Let's just hear a little bit about your personal story. I talked a little bit about it in your bio here, but just how did you get into wanting to be a doctor in the first place? I know you have quite a story, so why don't you share it with our listeners today?
I've been, for my whole life, really aware of my body. And, you know, what I've come to see now is all the ways our body has to receive so many different kinds of information, so many different kinds of awareness that go beyond what most people allow in. And if you're really connected in your body, you can feel that, you can know things that, you know, maybe other people tell you you shouldn't know, you're not supposed to work like that. But the way that the body works is really highly sensory. So having been that sort of highly sensitive and aware person, I started to have the awareness that my body was responding to my thoughts, to what I was thinking about, to the attitudes or what it was focusing on, and it would physically change. Like, I could feel myself getting tense when I'd focus on stressful things. I could feel myself relaxing and my body feeling more serene when I'd focus on more joyful things. So I was fascinated with the mind-body connection from a very, very early age, which prompted me to study mind-body medicine, to go on to become a physician and to help bring this message to empower people to really get that connection, to allow their body to be well. And it was in medical school, my third year of medical school, I developed this pretty severe chronic illness. You know, doctors told me I had this autoimmune disease, nothing can be done, you have to take a whole bunch of medications. And this is after like a year of seeing dozens of doctors, no one could figure out what was going on. And when they finally gave me this solution, I kind of like a little light bulb went off and I thought, wait a minute, that is not my solution. Because then it was like, you know, I have all this arthritis and joint pain and migraine and headaches and pain throughout my body. I was fatigued beyond belief, just exhausted. And just believing that that was going to be it for me and that I was going to need all these medications and couldn't run anymore, I was like, this is not my truth. And that's when I started to really integrate this for myself and get connected in my body, have a different conversation, and realize, like, this is between me and me. What do I really need? And so I stopped battling my body, trying to get better, and I started to create a new resolution within myself that just within 10 days changed everything. no more symptoms, normal lab values, no more migraine headaches, felt completely well and energized in just 10 days. And that's really what created a whole new foundation of my medical practice.
Woohoo. So why don't you talk a little bit about what an autoimmune illness is and why you think there are so many of these autoimmune diseases today? I mean, maybe talk about the top, you know, 3 to 5 that you're working with your own patients and your own clients.
Basically, autoimmune illness, your body is responding to your thoughts, to your ideas, to your attitudes, the beliefs you hold, most of which are subconscious. But what we've shown is in the brain, this will ignite different brain activity. And depending on what's going on in the brain, will ignite different hormone activity, will stimulate the glands in different ways to secrete, you know, changes your temperature, changes your set point for your weight, changes your energy levels. And yes, we can see measurable changes in your lab results. So when there's autoimmune illness, it's some sort of discord where we're battling our own body. You know, people say, why is my body attacking itself? It's this autoimmune thing. Well, it starts with your perception of your body, your relationship with your body. How do you feel about your body, and how do you feel about any symptoms you have? I know for me, I'd start to have pain and immediately go into dread or fear or, oh my gosh, why is this happening? Or powerlessness. So many, especially with chronic illness, we immediately feel powerless, like, oh, it's never going to end. Nothing I do is helping me. And for a lot of my clients that come to see me, they'll say, I've tried everything. Nothing works for me. I've tried supplements. I've tried medication. Nothing works. So they're living in this place of just, I'm so frustrated and I'm feeling powerless. Well, all of those emotions are chemical states in the body. Your emotions are physiologic chemicals that create changes cellularly, that affect your thyroid, that affect your adrenals, that affect your immune system. Very intimately, very powerfully. So it really starts with my perception and my relationship of my body, and how do I feel about when my body starts talking to me? When I have a symptom, do I go into freak out, ignite that fight or flight stress response, which throws off the immune system into this imbalance? Or what I teach in my Mind Body Solution online program and in my other training programs is I teach people to have a new harmonious connection with mind and body.
Wonderful. So when we think about autoimmune diseases, we're looking at MS, right? Multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's. Can you just name a few? So just people, because literally we have listeners from all over the world, and almost everybody has been touched by either their own lives or someone else's with an autoimmune, just so we can really help people understand how prevalent this is. And as you listen throughout this whole time with Dr. Kim Diaramo, that it can be reversed, and she's got so many great tools to share with you. Okay.
Thyroid disease is a huge one. Okay. Thyroid disease is a really big one that's very, very common, and that will usually be linked to some sort of adrenal imbalance as well, which can go undiagnosed, but sometimes people are talking about that too. Fibromyalgia is a huge one. They used to call this like a wastebasket term because doctors do not know, what do I do for this, or what is it caused by? There isn't like this, you know, lock and key, what we think of in the pharmaceutical model. Oh, you have this problem, that means this is the solution. No, with fibromyalgia, it's multi-layered and it's really complex, and that's why these solutions are so valuable because they work so quickly. Chronic fatigue syndrome. It's another one that used to be considered like a wastebasket diagnosis. Is it real? What does it mean? Is it meaningless? And it's really frustrating for patients, even though it can help to have the sort of diagnosis, it can be frustrating because there's not this great solution out there in the medical field. And then you mentioned MS. MS is another really common one. Now, people will be told, you have fill in the blank with the diagnosis. You have MS, you have Hashimoto's, you have adrenal fatigue, fibromyalgia, and they actually, what happens in the patient's mind is they associate that with a meaning that it doesn't necessarily have. What's happening is a transient state in your body. It is a tendency, and there is an underlying root that's keeping it in place that has nothing to do with your lab values, has nothing to do with your genetics. It's the thing, sort of like the epigenetics, what turns those genes on, what ignites that tendency and makes it become symptomatic and problematic. I've had my patients no longer have thyroid disease, no longer need their thyroid medication, no longer have pain and fibromyalgia, reverse the symptoms of MS and improve. So it doesn't mean just because I have fill in the blank with the diagnosis that I will always have it. It doesn't mean that I require medications to get better. It doesn't necessarily mean a lot of the things that we make it mean, because the truth is when we resolve that root cause, we can create new chemistry in the body. We can repair our immune system. We can repair our nervous system, even create beneficial changes in the brain, reversing plaques that we're seeing in MS, like changes on the MRI where patients no longer have those plaques and they no longer have the symptoms.
That's pretty amazing that you're getting to the root cause. So why don't you share, you know, exactly what this work is that you're doing to reverse diseases like autoimmune illness?
I'll talk about first a patient who had pretty severe thyroid disease. She was gaining weight. She was lethargic. She started to get depressed and going to doctor after doctor, because earlier in the stage, if you're aware of your body, you'll be aware something's off even before you have like a physiologic change or a lab result that's going to be abnormal or changes in the gland. That comes downstream. But for a lot of women especially, they'll be really aware of their body and they'll know like, something's just off. And so that sort of started to happen for her. By the time she saw me, she had been to the doctor. They told her she had nodules on her thyroid. They told her thyroid hormones were low and that she would require medication. They told her to come back in a month. We're going to do a biopsy of this thyroid and see, you know, the size of the nodule, and we're going to recheck your lab values. And that's when she started to see me. It was like she just decided, I do not want to go on medications. I do not want to have this procedure on my thyroid. I know my body can get better. And a lot of the work we did had to do with her perspective of herself. She was working in a really intense, you know, high-profile career. She was successful but started to fail. This was like a failure pattern, wasn't succeeding, working her butt off. She had a pretty intense way in her relationships. And some of the things going on were these beliefs and ideas about, if I surrender and enjoy and contribute to my relationship, I'm going to lose myself professionally. So there was this stronghold where she wanted this relationship, but she was resisting really receiving there and kind of flipping to the other side to invest herself into her job and work harder and achieve because of this pattern that was going on in her mind and this sort of belief system, I need to work hard. I could lose my identity in a relationship. So her relationship started suffering, her work was suffering, and certainly her health was suffering terribly. When we released a lot of the emotional pieces, like the attachment to, I've got to succeed and perform, or I'm not really worthy, that creates a fight or flight response in your body. That will deteriorate your immune system. That will really hit your thyroid. And also these ideas of, I can't really surrender in my relationship because I could lose. A lot of women carry that, like, I need to fend for myself. If I'm dependent on this person, it's a bad thing. So they don't let themselves really receive because they see it as a weakness or a dependence. And that was really mucking things up. When we resolved the underlying emotions, the beliefs, really integrated a new blueprint, all of these things resolved. Her relationship was like more in love than ever before, had conversations like they'd never have, started succeeding in her career and enjoying it, but not overworking, and her health resolved. Her energy immediately improved, and when she went back to the doctor, her thyroid was completely normal, and there were no more nodules on her thyroid.
That is amazing, simply by working with her emotional body. And also it sounds like this way in the mind-body toolkit, you're working with her to get to the origin of where these emotions are coming from and helping people, I think for everyone that's listening, to realize that it's that these consistent beliefs that we're in, on a regular basis, brain states.
Over and over, and a lot of times we don't know
that that's causing so much wear and tear on your physiology, and it's affecting your lab results. It's affecting your quality of life. So let's continue on this conversation. So that's quite a remarkable story, because what I know about thyroid health, my goodness, about a third of all women or more have some type of thyroid imbalance. So, woohoo! It's saying a lot about how we're living our lives, right? just moving way too fast, too stressed out, not eating well, and at some point the body just says it can't handle this anymore. So the big message here too is to really make some big significant changes. So talk a little bit more about, you know, I think a lot of us are into this belief that we need to fight disease and how that might just make things worse. So why don't you talk about that? Because we hear the war on cancer, fighting my thyroid, fighting my chronic fatigue. So maybe help us understand that maybe that's not the right approach.
Well, we start, like you said, with the brain states, the chronic patterns, the records that you're running over and over and over, and most of them are unconscious, are creating the chemical shifts in your body. They're sending messages to your cells. They're sending messages to your gland. They're sending messages that immediately affect your immune system and that even affect your DNA expression. So when you have this set point of, I've got this problem, I've got to fight it. And we tend to do it not only with our body, but, okay, I'm going to attack this problem in work. We're going to overcome this. And we're going to crush it, and it's this fight that we're constantly in. Well, your cells are listening. They're listening to every brain firing. Every time your brain is firing a frequency, it transmits a message cellular to every cell throughout your body. So if you're in this mindset of, I'm going to fight the disease, I'm going to fight cancer, and certainly I was trained that way. We learn in medical school, this is the pathology. You need to help fight the disease, and you need to go in, find the problem, and fix it. And that is a faulty premise. Your body is not broken. The symptoms you have are not what's wrong with you. They're actually what's right with you. If you are feeling anxiety, it's because there's a brain state going on, consciously or unconsciously, that is against your true nature. So this idea, I need to work harder to make money, or I need to sacrifice to be happy or compromise myself and give to everyone else. I should be more loving. I should be more giving. That will create discord to the degree that it's false. So you can kind of listen and feel in your body. One of the tools that I like to use is called light and heavy. And you'll actually feel a response in your body. Is this not true? Do I need to keep giving more? Do I need to say yes to this person who's requesting something from me? Ask your body, because your body will never lie. It will guide you into the right direction so that it can be easy to not only have the success in your life and harmony in your relationships, but to have that harmony and health in your body. So when we enter that harmonious relationship, allowing the quote-unquote symptom to be what's right with you, it is guiding you into a new choice, a new perspective maybe. It kind of differs for everyone. But if we do listen to the body, we'll realize, like, oh, there's a lot of stuff I need to get rid of. And one of the exercises I love to use helps you create a new blueprint for your beliefs. So that's kind of like putting a new record in. That autopilot, it's going to have your brain play a different tune. So you're listening to this like blissful music that has your cells sing, and it literally reverses autoimmune illness. It can have your health be easy. So you don't have to figure it out and work hard and see the practitioner or be really stringent and I got to have willpower and eat the right thing. I got to make sure I don't eat that thing. You can even feel how diet becomes a fight. I've got to go work out harder. I've got to eat right. I got to make sure I only eat organic. And it puts you in an even more intense stress state than it would if you ate the wrong food. Like if you ate fast food, but you did it with joy, you'd actually have a more harmonious response to that than if you eat organic food, but you do it in stress.
Beautiful message here for all of you that are, you know, thinking about what you're going through in your own personal life. Perhaps you have, you know, you have an autoimmune disease. Perhaps you're struggling with your weight, perhaps you have a gut issue, but you really think about this message that Dr. Kim has just shared, that we can let go of the struggle, not have to fight so hard. I mean, then your body can really start healing, right? So why don't you share a tool, Dr. Kim, that listeners might be able to do right now to reverse any process of dis-ease that they're experiencing?
This is my favorite tool because it's really quick, it's simple, and you can actually go much, much deeper with this, integrate it into your body so it is set on autopilot and you're using it all the time. It's like an instant reboot. It will decrease your pain if you're in pain. It will balance your hormones. It'll strengthen and balance your immune system. And it will align your brain with clarity, with ease, with joy. It even changes the way you perceive everything going on around you. Because as a receptor, your brain sort of receives the kind of information depending to the frequency you're set to. If you're on the frustration channel, it's going to see everything that annoys you. If you're on the joy channel, everything's going to look beautiful because of the way your brain works as a receiver. It actually filters out most of the information coming in. So you want to get on the channel of well-being, of vitality, of joy, so that your health doesn't need to be such a trial and so much hard work. So I call this the instant elevation technique. And the three components of the instant elevation technique are A, B, C. You're going to use your awareness, and I'm going to teach you and walk you through this. You're going to change your breathing, and you're going to make a different choice. So if you would just close your eyes, if you're not driving a car, and take a big deep breath deeply and fully, as deep as you can and as slowly as possible, and then just exhale through your mouth. Okay, feel your spine nice and straight. Let your shoulders drop. And then just allow your mind, your attention, to come into the center of your head. Let your awareness and attention to come right here, right now, into the center of your head. And if you would like, you can imagine a giant magnet in the center of your head calling your presence, your energy, your attention, right here, right now. So the first piece is just to kind of erase the chalkboard of the past, any energy you had invested in that that's been playing the records of the past. Bring that energy right back here in your body. Anything you had going on in the future, what you have to do later, where you're going later, what might happen, what might not happen, just let that all dissolve like you're erasing a chalkboard. And whatever energy you had in it, bring that right back here, right now, into the center of your head. Just charge this magnet with the task of calling all parts of you right here, right now. Great. And then just continuing to breathe slowly, bring your awareness from the center of your head all the way down to the center of your chest. So through your neck, past your throat, into your chest, and put a second magnet right around your heart. And let this giant supercharged magnet call all parts of you deeper into your body, becoming aware, bringing your energy and attention deeper down, out of your head, down to your heart. Good. A lot of times we live in the head, and that stimulates more brain activity that can be really toxic. So bring your awareness in your chest. Feel yourself breathe. If you feel your chest move, just the awareness of that shifts your brain activity. Okay, now the third one is you're going to bring your awareness all the way down to your pelvis. So put a third giant supercharged magnet. There's a lot of power in your pelvis. Feel your pelvis, bring your awareness from your chest down through your belly, all the way down below your belly button. With your butt on the seat, you can move your hips around. That will help call your attention to this area. I've had so many patients who don't even feel below their waist. They don't feel their pelvis. They don't pay attention. It's actually taught like, no, I got to stay up in my head so I can keep moving forward. And we neglect the wisdom that's in your body. So imagine that giant supercharged magnet calling all parts of your attention right here, right now, deep down in your pelvis, and breathe slowly. Good. The second piece, so that was awareness, and you'll practice this. It can be instant. Breathing, the second part, is to shift from that chest breathing. Whenever we are in the stress response, we're always breathing into our chest. It fires up the immune system. It imbalances your hormones. It overruns your adrenal glands. You're on overload. You want to bring your breathing deep down into your belly. So just imagine like a big red balloon. Every time you inhale, you inflate this balloon about your belly and exhale, let your belly sink back in. And even just three slow, deep belly breaths will shift you out of the fight-or-flight stress response that's associated with autoimmune illness, every major chronic illness, and into the parasympathetic, which is the relaxation response. It changes your brain states. It changes your chemistry. So breathe slowly. Let the air come all the way to your belly. Let your belly balloon way out, and you can, again, visualize that big red balloon. And then let your belly sink in as you exhale. So at least three of those every time you feel stressed or you're concerned about your health or you feel tired. It's like a cup of coffee. It will energize you. The third piece, now that you have brought your awareness into your body, which is to get your personal power back, connect with your body's wisdom, and you've turned off that stress response by breathing all the way down to your belly, you actually have access to a higher level choice, a conscious choice. So if it's something like, I feel really bad and I want to feel great, it changes your brain frequency because you're no longer focusing on, oh my gosh, I don't want to feel bad. Oh, what's going on? What do I need to fix? What should I do? What's wrong with me? That's a different brain pattern. You want to get into focusing on what you do want. Become aware and make that different choice. Or I'm having a struggle in my relationship. I want to have joy and harmony. I want to experience love here. And you can even feel the resonance of that choice. It's a different frequency. Or I'm struggling with my money. I'd love to have some ease and, you know, abundance with my money and be in abundance in my life, be in ease. How often do we decide to choose ease instead of trying to fight the problem? So that's a really quick way, A, B, C. Every time you're feeling stress, you're feeling symptoms, you're feeling overwhelmed, do the A, B, C. Bring your awareness into your body, 3 belly breaths, and then focus your choice in the direction where you do want to go. And I guarantee you, practicing this, you will see changes in your body and in every area of your life.
I love that. A, B, C, awareness, breathing, and choice. It's something that's so easy to do. What, takes a few minutes a day to do this?
It actually, when you do it right now, you can take 2 full minutes. But what happens is you integrate the ability to do it instantly. So all 3 kind of happen simultaneously. You just bring your awareness down, all the way down into your pelvis. You change your breathing and you focus on a new brain pattern. You focus on where you do want to go. So it can happen really quickly, like instantaneously, which is why I call it the instant elevation technique. And it will shift your energy. It'll shift your chemistry. It'll shift your brain firing. This is the fastest way I've shown to get you out of that toxic response creating the disease and into that parasympathetic, the relaxation response that has been shown to heal illness.
Yes, this is great, and I can just feel, just going through that process with you, I can feel that my whole nervous system feels so much more relaxed. You know, I'm thinking about so many patients that I've seen over my career over the last 20-plus years, and I'm sure you've seen these types of patients too, who said, you know what, I meditate, I do yoga every day, I eat really well, oh, I've been to a therapist, you know, but I'm still not healing, I'm still not well. What do you think that's about?
So often, there are, and people may have heard this before, but there can be ways an illness serves us to receive the gift, which I totally get. It does not feel like a gift. Didn't for me. Until we receive what's there, we cannot leave it behind. It's like you gotta, sometimes it's a lesson, but it's always a gift. For me, it was absolutely to stop fighting my body and to surrender to the ease that was available to start a new relationship with my body. For some people, it's learning to ask for what I need. I'm always doing for everyone else. I'm always on this autopilot program of I have to do more, and my body's wearing out. Like, you just tax and you exhaust yourself. So what would need to change, because your body getting sick is definitely going to have you ask for help, ask for support, take a day off that you would have never taken off, and do things differently. So you can ask yourself, how is this illness growing me? How is this experience growing me? And would I be willing to learn that and integrate that now so I can release the symptoms that are bringing it about? So who would I need to be? How would I need to be in order to release this and be well? And that's an entirely different question than, what's wrong with me? How do I fix it? It's, who is this illness growing me to become? Mm. And would I be willing to receive that now? You know, it can be so easy. It can be instantaneously.
Yeah. And I find sometimes the people are not fully aware still of the fight that you've talked about, that they have, that's still going on so much so in terms of the thoughts that are being, that we're running day to day, and to get kind of into this resolution, get to this new choice. So no matter where you are, right here, right now, you can walk a different path by, you know, using these great tools that you've shared, Kim. So thank you.
Yes,
and your own personal
I have this
story.
Other piece too that's really useful, that
okay.
With another one of the mind-body tools, and I have it in my mind-body solution. It is the most powerful supercharger tool that I've ever come across. If I had had it back then, it wouldn't have taken 10 days. It would have taken 10 minutes for my body to reboot. And That's EFT meridian tapping. And I have taught so many people this, but the way I teach it, what a lot of people will do with the mind-body tool or our medication, any solution, is they're trying to fix a problem. So it's still that fight, okay? And with EFT, it's like, okay, I'll come and enter peace and harmony so I can get better. I love and accept myself fully. Now the problem should go away. And it's very different to take the illness or the pain or the challenge and to find harmony and peace with it, not for the sake of fixing it so then finally it will go away, but actually for the sake of embracing it so there's no resistance. So sometimes people use these mind-body tools and they're trying to fix the problem. Okay, I've done this. Why isn't it better? Every single time you're looking for the result to tell you, to validate the process you've been, like, oh, I failed, it didn't work for me because this result didn't happen, you are in an expectation. You're actually fighting yourself. What our body really needs, the most powerful antidote for every illness I've found, is unconditional love. Unconditional love or unconditional acceptance is a state of non-resistance. I am not trying to get better. When I am unconditionally accepting the illness, unconditionally accepting the receiving, I actually come into a state of harmony even though I'm having pain. And that's one of the lines we'll do in EFT. Even though I have this problem, I love and accept myself fully. But to actually integrate that cellularly, which is what I show people how to do, and it does happen very quickly, that is what has us unlock our potential, because our potential has to be in that non-resistant state. It's not about the end result. It's not about I have to fight this disease. Now, no, I did this thing. Now can I get what I want? It actually becomes the process that is what we want. The process is our integration with ourself. And that might sound a little esoteric, but what happens is it opens you to your healing power, the power that heals your body, helps your body heal itself. And so through accepting and really coming into that unconditional love, really that's what we will say, it allows your body to resolve that resistance that's holding the problem in place.
So this is a perfect time for you to share, Kim, your mind-body solution package that you have, a special offering for our Winter of Wellness community. Can you talk about it a little bit and what you have to offer today?
I put the tools together that I use with any of my private patients that have been the most powerful, and I put them in video so that anyone can learn them. They can integrate them immediately. They're not these long, arduous, hey, I'm going to teach you a whole bunch of things. It's a tangible, actionable tool you can do anytime, anywhere, that will immediately shift your brain and shift your chemistry so that you come above, you kind of rise above the situation and experience it from a different, you know, there's more ease, there's more joy, you instantly reverse pain. And so you'll have these videos, and it's called the Mind-Body Solution. There's 10 of them, and you can practice them. I mean, even just one of them. You practice it all day. It's super fun. You can do it anywhere, and you will find at the end of the day you've integrated a whole new level of health. One of the other things that I put in there as a bonus is my EFT Meridian Tapping training series. So it's super easy to learn. It just takes minutes to learn. But you will use it every day whenever you're anxious or depressed or frustrated about your symptoms, which is actually what holds the symptoms in place very often. And you can use this tool to immediately change those brain patterns. If there are memories, self-sabotaging patterns, old beliefs, old identities, things that happen that you may not even know about, you can use this tool to reverse them in just minutes. In fact, I had a patient with 10 years of chronic back pain, severe chronic fatigue syndrome, and in 4 minutes of using this tool together, she had complete release of her symptoms of the pain. She'd been on all kinds of like severe pain medications. She was incredulous. Like, how did you do that? Because her body was able to relax and let go of the pattern. So you're going to get the EFT Meridian Tapping Series, and there's a prescription for anxiety, a prescription for pain, a prescription for depression, and then there's like an affirmative prescription to instill uplifting beliefs and uplifting emotions and uplifting experiences. So that is also in there, and that's in the Mind-Body Solution program. And I wanted to, there's a little more too. I gave the listeners a really great download of this audio meditation, and it's to reverse chronic illness. And I had so many responses back from this download, people with MS, people with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, telling me, like, this has totally changed the game for my relationship with my body. So it's an audio you can listen to while you go to sleep and let this work on you as you sleep. So they'll also receive that. And I wanted to work with people and have them get some of the support from me. So they will be invited into my live Facebook forum. So I'll be in there to answer their questions, to specifically help them, you know, gear this to what challenges they have or what they want to work with. And they'll get coaching directly from me. And in addition, this is pretty huge, but I really wanted to serve your listeners because I love you, Robin, and I love what you're doing with The Shift. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a live call. They're invited to a live group training and coaching call with me. Those are over $1,000 value. I don't do them often in groups like this because my time is so limited, but I really, really love doing this. So I'm going to invite them, and it will be at the end of The Shift so that anyone who comes through your summit will have the opportunity to be on for that call. And so when they purchase this package, they will be invited for that live call, and we'll work together as well.
Excellent. So that will be sometime at the end of March. Woohoo! So for all of you that are really excited to work more closely with Kim and all of her solutions, the Mind Body Premier Package, you can get that at winterofwellness.com/Kim. Again, that's winterofwellness.com/Kim. And wow, gosh, $1,300 value, and she's offering it to all of you for just $97. And to get her live call, and I do know Kim personally, she just how you can hear her enthusiasm and her joy and her passion. I mean, she lives it, walks it, and I've been able to receive her work, and this is just such a great opportunity. And for all of you to, you know, share this with your friends too, to know that this is possible. I mean, what we're hearing here from Kim, Dr. Kim, that it's possible. Like, a lot of people suffer for years, 30, 40, 50 years with some type of chronic illness, to know that what it took you, Kim, 10 days to reverse your chronic illness, and some people you're seeing it in just a couple minutes. And gosh, we heard from Dr. Greg Braden talked about this too, and many of our other speakers. This is possible for you. So winterofwellness.com/Kim. Kim, we are down to our final few minutes with you. My goodness, this has been a jam-packed, informative, wonderful session with you. So why don't we end by hearing, gosh, when you think about your whole entire career and what you personally have gone through and your intimate connection with your patients and really seeing them reverse some very painful situations, what's your most important message you want to leave with all of the people that have joined us today?
I would
all
say
that, are going to
listen to
this call later.
No matter
how
long. Yeah. No matter how long you've had the challenge you're having, the pattern you're in, the illness, and no matter how many doctors have told you, you will always have this. It is severe. It's a permanent condition. Or maybe you've seen x-rays with degeneration. Like, all those things can seem, quote unquote, real. And then the idea of healing and being free seems unreal. So no matter how long you've had this pattern and how severe it's been, you absolutely do have access to this level of transformation, that your physical body can transform according to the blueprint of what's going on in your mind. And I actually want to add one little thing. I had a client just the other night, and she's from New Zealand. I do my sessions on Skype. She's had chronic fatigue syndrome since she was 8 years old. I was floored. On and off, seen a million doctors, and just had resigned herself, this is my life. And when we did the session, in just an hour and a half, it actually, we got into the emotion that was underlying it. It was her parents had been divorced. It started at this time. She was in on this turmoil, felt powerless, and started to use her body to command the attention and to get what she needed, get her needs met. And like, even though she's not living in that pattern anymore, it still was running in her body. We resolved this in under an hour and a half. She had more energy than she'd ever had in her life. She felt her body all the way down her pelvis. She felt tingling around, energy swirling around her legs. She said, I've never felt like this. So I just want to leave people with that level of hope of what is really possible when we use this work.
And also the hope that these can be lasting solutions, right? Dr. Kim, because I think a lot of people say, yeah, they get hyped up, and then they said, but it didn't stick. It didn't last. It sounds like you're using your go ahead.
We change your brain.
That's what you're going to do. Yeah.
And you'll have these tools to keep it in place. Sometimes it might take a week or so. You use the EFT or some of the other mind-body tools. Like for some people, it's a day. Just practice it over and over. Put a few reminders on your phone. You will integrate these very, very quickly, and you have them to go back to over and over. They're instant. So I love the mind-body solution and love gifting it to people this way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Dr. Kim, for sharing all this great information and this wow, talk about an inspirational talk about how to reverse autoimmune illness. And just one last time, I just want to give you this URL to find out about Dr. Kim's offering. You can find it at winterofwellness.com/Kim. So thank you all for being here with us today with Dr. Kim Diaramo, and thank you for joining us for our next speaker, our next session with the Winter of Wellness. You all have a fabulous day. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for Winter of Wellness, brought to you by the Shift Network. For more information about joining our global community dedicated to helping people awaken to their divine humanity and take inspired action, visit theshiftnetwork.com. To learn more about Winter of Wellness, the online collection of top experts on health and wellness, or to add all these interviews to your personal library, visit winterofwellness.com/upgrade. Thank you for showing up for your health and well-being and for sharing this life-changing information with your friends and family.